Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. You know, student loans, huge, huge issue all over the world. I don't think there's any place. Well, there are some places that probably don't have student loans. But in America, we have these huge student loans, and there are people in their 70s and 80s still with student loans. So we're going to talk about that today. Joining me this morning, Emery Gary. He is CEO of See Your Kid. And there's been some changes under our new administration that are going to kick everybody in the gut next year. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much, Twanda, for having me on your show. How are you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. Look, President Obama had put in place a student loan reduction using what's called the PLSF, and it's loan forgiveness. So talk about that for a moment.
Absolutely. This is a huge thing. President Obama realized back during the time he was in office that the student loan debt situation was a magnitude that was growing and that was causing such strain on a number of students which were now outside now in the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
This program that he put into place called the PLSF, Public Loan Service Forgiveness Program, was a program that has been in effect actually for 10 years.
Wow.
Now, this has been in effect. I did not even know about this. I discovered some of the process of this process for doing the repayment putting on this public service loan forgiveness program. When I was in church, one of my members got up and did a testimony. She went through one of the local universities, $350,000. They redid the loan for her down to $110,000. And I went after, at the end of service, I made a beeline to her because I had the same situation.
Yeah.
And I had been struggling with it. It was no help. There was no information. And I came to find out the reason why, but all of this has been resurfaced and rechanged. The Sallie Mae program that we knew, that we grew up with, was changed and flipped to a private organization.
Mm.
They bought the actual Sallie Mae URL for $5 million, took it private, and they are now a debt collecting agency.
Wow.
For the Department of Education.
Wow.
Sallie Mae is not your friend.
Wow.
They're out to get money from you. And this was done, and we didn't even not even know. And I think of Sallie Mae, a federal program,
mm-hmm.
that is no longer the case. The change happened when President Trump got into office, and there was a tremendous amount of information going back and forth, negative, about the proposed Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, this was so contentious that for the first time, the Vice President of the United States had to declare the deciding vote in a 51-50 vote to get her actually in the process that President Trump had proposed for the seat as Secretary of Education. Some of the controversial things that President Trump and Betsy DeVos have said is this is not a program that we want to have. We need to balance the budget. And as part of that, the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program was axed. If you were to go to the actual federal budget on page 20, it states the budget eliminates the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, which establishes reforms to guarantee that all borrowers in IDR, individual debt repayment plan, pay an equitable share of their income and eliminate subsidized loan. For those who don't understand, when you're in school, the loans are subsidized by the federal government when you have a federal-based program, not private loans, but federal loans.
Mm-hmm.
They are eliminating that, and they're eliminating the program, which means that this program, which will allow you the ability to actually have a debt forgiveness over a period of time by giving yourself a public service role in some capacity, will no longer be the case.
Mm. Oh, wow. And see, you know, we're kind of sleeping on this thing, but it affects how many millions of people?
44 million at the tune of $1.14 trillion.
Oh,
and
gosh.
They are going to be coming after those individuals,
mm-hmm.
particularly those who are defaulted. If you are not aware that you have defaulted loans and they have not gotten to you and you submit a tax return, there's a special program that the Sallie Mae Corporation has put in with the IRS. So when you get a tax return and you get a return of money, it doesn't come to you. You get a letter indicating that your return funds
mm-hmm.
have been sent over to Sallie Mae to reduce your debt in the student loan. It's already in effect, and they're rolling it out in an aggressive fashion.
Well, they've already done that. I mean, years ago,
yes.
Although I paid my loans off, there was a time when I didn't have a job. And so that year they took my tax return. I was like, I was looking for that. But no, we take that to put on your student loan debt. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't allow this to continue because, you know, you look for that money to do special things with that. It was just crazy. But so they've been doing it forever. But now it's going to be on. So if it hasn't happened for you, it will if you are in default. So
that's the guarantee.
Talk about the eligible loans. You said that they're federal loans only. So what does that mean?
These loans are FAFSA-based loans. These mm-hmm. loans are federally backed loans. They are not private, like Bank of America, yeah. Wachovia. Anyone that may have entered into a loan agreement with you from a private standpoint, they are not federally backed. Those loans are not able to participate in this program. They don't look and they don't want you to do loan consolidation. And later in our discussion, I'll give an example specifically for me as to why it is not in their best interest for you to actually do loan reduction and loan repayment mm-hmm. based on this particular plan. But as long as it's a federal-based program, federal loan, you can qualify for this program that we're speaking of, which is free.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to stress one thing. It's free, yes, but it is full of different things and understandings of how the law and what the circumstances are that you need to actually be approved for the program. I use as example when I'm speaking to individuals, you can go to the IRS and have your taxes done, and they will do your taxes, but they will not aggressively go after and give you every deduction that is necessary when you pay a pay tax preparer. So the question would be, if you are able to get in the program, that's great. But you may not be able to get to it because you may not be familiar with all the conditions necessary for it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program requires you to actually have a 501c3 legitimate, not just a person who's claiming to be a nonprofit, but a legitimate 501c3 to actually sign off on you. And I sign off on my employees. I have individuals working with me that are working with me, and they are able to do the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. And we have many individuals which are paying zero amount mm-hmm. back for the loan, and they're qualified.
Yeah, yeah. Now, that's the loan forgiveness. So the eligible loans are federal loans. They
yes.
must be employed, right?
They need to be employed. Part of the stipulation is that you are working, not just doing something,
mm-hmm.
but you're under the guise, and it requires an X amount of hours. They're looking at an average amount of 30 hours per week if you're looking at full-time, or contractually. You could be a contract worker. But as long as you're giving 30 hours average out of the 8 months of the year, you're able to qualify on the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. And a number of employees dealing with me are contractual, and they are qualified under that. It requires also, very important, a recertification. Every year on your anniversary date, there's a recertification, and this process is a 10-year process. But you can do, if you wait, there will be a revamp, and there will be a 15 to 30-year process for repayment, 15 years for undergrad, 30 years for graduate students. But in that window, in this last remaining 11-month window, if you get through the program and you're accepted, you can have your loans reduced, consolidate, possibly down to zero. I'm actually qualified, and I've got a zero repayment. We speak a little longer. I'll tell about my little story and give real numbers. They're really how I was made a beeline to effect change in my life with that.
Okay, so you told us how you found out at church. Girl gave a testimony, $350,000, which is crazy. So tell us about what you went through and how it all worked out for you.
Well, my process, the process is very simple. I contacted them. I got their information. I contacted them. They pulled my information. You have to give your Social Security number. This is a federal program. They have to pull information.
It's connected. Yeah.
You have to do it. So many individuals I speak with are really saying, well, I don't want to get my social. We can't help you.
Yeah, and they already got your social. That's the funny part.
This is the only way we're going to get information to go through it and look at that and mm-hmm. pull your information. So we examine the situation, and the company I send my information through and does the process and does an excellent job.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do the processing. I run the program that we go and use them for the processing. And because of that and their track record, we've been in this program now a short amount of time. We just ramped up. We've sent 15 people through the process. All 15 have qualified and are doing zero repayment.
Wow.
That's an incredible number
mm-hmm.
considering the fact that many of them have told me that they spoke directly with the companies and they did not allow them to go through and they say you weren't qualified. One additional caveat, in preparation for this July 1st date next year when this program will be canceled, but everyone that gets in now will be grandfathered in.
Mm-hmm.
All of the particular individuals that do any of the loan consolidation except for one have been canceled by the Trump administration.
Wow.
So there is only one company. This is the equivalent to having a fire hose with the water coming out. Then you have the same amount, $44 million, but the result is that now you have to put that fire hose behind the water through a Coca-Cola bottle.
Mm.
There's going to be a lot of, and the Bible says, gnashing of teeth that's going to occur next year on the 1st of July.
Oh, my gosh. So I see your explanation. You said that you had $68,000 in loans.
I have 15 loans that equal $71,557 interest. That the interest on those loans are at $742. That means I really owe for my loan for the periods I went to school $87,029. Now, the interest that people don't really understand how the interest is charged. Each month, the interest is 1% of the loan balance. So that means that before I even pay the first dollar on this thing, that's $870.29 that must be paid just for the interest.
Mm.
I looked at this, and if I equate it to other things out here, and I equated it to a 30-day car title loan.
Mm.
Because each month, you must pay the interest. And being paid just the interest on that, that comes out to be $10,448 a year. Now, the new guidelines, listen to this, the new guidelines which are going into effect make payment for undergrads now at a 15-year period and grads for a 30-year period. It's a house note.
It is. Yeah, that's a mortgage payment. My goodness.
And some of the information that they may not be aware of is the protections for students have been rolled back.
Mm-hmm.
Betsy DeVos, the superintendent of school, is currently being sued by 19 attorneys general for suing them for rolling back protection.
Mm-hmm.
The Democratic attorneys general in 18 states, and the District of Columbia are suing Education Betsy DeVos over her decision to suspend rules meant to protect students from abuses by for-profit
mm-hmm.
colleges.
Mm-hmm.
The lawsuit was filed Thursday in federal court in Washington and demands implementation of borrow defense repayment rules that President Obama put in place that were going to take effect July 1. She suspended them. The rules aim to make schools financially responsible for fraud and forbid them from forcing students to resolve complaints outside of...
That's not fair. And you know there was some...
That's David and Goliath.
And there was some predatory lending going on during for a lot of people.
And predatory lending rolled back because now what you need to understand is that the ability for the people who are... for the individuals or the companies which are running the debt-collecting companies to go after you, they use... There's hundreds of stories doing and wrongdoing.
Mm-hmm.
People have lost their cars, gotten evicted out of apartments, gotten lost their home because they've gone through trying to do what the people who have stated, if you do this, we'll put you in loan forbearance. I have one that wrote to me and said, I got this information and I just wanted to let you know that I was told that they're going to put me on forbearance. I don't have money, but they need to let me know that when I draw Social Security, they're going to take all of my Social Security
gosh.
For the rest of my life.
No.
That is a letter. That is a real letter.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy. This student loan thing is out of control. You talked about your company. So tell about what SYK does, how you're going to help folks either get the student loan forgiveness or that consolidation that they need. And there are fees. I have to let you know that there are fees to get this stuff done.
Yes. Now, the fees are not collected by Sear Kid.
Nope.
We're a nonprofit. We're running our particular program here. But the company which does our processing, their fees associated because they're paying people to process to get your information through, like you would a tax preparer.
Mm-hmm.
They know the rules, and they understand that. Their scale is based on a sliding scale, based on your loans, complexity of it, what particular numbers are, your discretionary income. All of this stuff, a matrix, is actually fashioned into what would be the number. But they're limited range. They're not in the thousands, like some is $1,200, $1,500,
yeah.
$2,000. There's from zero, possibly, because you're indigent, to $800. Mine cost $800.
Mm-hmm.
But the price of freedom is priceless.
It is. It's absolutely priceless.
Now, what listeners, if you're listening to this, you need to understand what's happening next year is equivalent to the removal of the Emancipation Proclamation by President Lincoln.
Wow.
When this program is removed, there will be no forgiveness. There will
yeah.
be no part of doing anything other than a loan consolidation and reduction. You don't have any other tools. This is the last tool to help you get control of this. Otherwise, you will be on the only program, which is full repayment. Betsy DeVos and President Trump have stated that they do not feel it is good for the people who went to college to go to school on the government's dime.
Yeah.
That is what they've said. So what we do, we're a nonprofit focusing on providing educational support and resources for K-12 schools and public libraries with educational programs supporting these programs, funding programs, and student equipment programs supporting education in the classroom and at public libraries. We will team with parents, PTAs, other business, anyone in each local school by fundraising and raising money for their projects and passing 85% of all the fundraising back to the school. Not 5, not 10%, 85% of the money we give back. We're very, very good with managing our money and working with the program. We also have parents working with us, as I mentioned, who are on the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. They're reducing their student loans because they're working with us. They have a $0 amount being paid. The program now is a 10-year program by the federal government. But during that 10-year program, because of the qualification working with the nonprofit and the situation they have and what my processing company has gone through and actually do, they're now helping their child's school, helping their child, helping themselves
mm-hmm.
with loan reduction, and we've got them at a zero pay. So if anyone, if you're looking for help, we are looking for anyone with a student loan to go to our website. If you want help reducing your student loan payments and helping your child or your relative's child, any child, this is important. As I said, this program will be canceled July 1st. Emancipation of a proclamation of student loan will be removed, rescinded July 1st of next year.
Wow.
If you do not want to pay your loans for the next 15 to 30 years on the new repayment plan, you need to fill out the contact page at our website, www.seeyourkid.org. That's SEEYOURKID.ORG.
You also have a phone number, right?
That phone number is 678-929-7954.
Say it again.
That number is 678-929-7954.
You know, I so appreciate you, you know, talking about the urgency of where we are in this $1 trillion industry of student loans and what we need to be doing so that we can have financial freedom. Thank you so much, Emory Gary, CEO of See Your Kid. And you can go to seeyourkid.org or you can make that phone call at 678-929-7954. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for allowing me to come up and share this information with the public. I really hope they take advantage of it.